N-I-S-H, from New Jersey. Yeah, he's one of my boys over here. He's a new one then. He don't know any better. Therefore, he goes along with us.
He's a Catholic, what, sir, did you say?
Beg your pardon?
He's a Catholic, what did you say?
He's a new member, uh-huh. a young Catholic member, and he's one of my boys. I say he goes along with us because he don't know any better yet. And now he's got a big Catholic university right in the middle of his district.
Mm-hmm.
And the name of it is, it's Seton Hall University right there in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 10,000 students. And he's been the Monsignor, Edward Fleming, runs the university, and the students have signed a big scroll. 8 or 10,000 named on it. Transferring their love and affection from President Kennedy to President Johnson.
Oh, how nice.
And the Monsignor would like to let 2 or 3 of the students at the President's convenience, of course,
mm-hmm.
let them come down and present it to him. Wouldn't take them 5 minutes, but it'll have a hell of a wallop with these Catholics, and in particular this Catholic member. Now, here's my suggestion. Let me send this letter from the member of Congress named Minish from New Jersey.
Yes, sir.
And it will have attached the letter from the Monsignor who runs the university.
Wonderful.
The Catholic University.
Wonderful.
And then let your correspondence be with two Congressman Minish.
Congressman Joseph
and
Minish.
Drag on him a little bit and he'll be all right. And if the President can find time, it would be a 10-stroke. Now, I'm trying to be helpful and...
Of course, sir.
And if you don't mind, let me send this over. Now, whom should I address it to? Should I address it to Jack? He'll be back Monday, won't he?
Yes, sir. I do think that would be a good idea to address it to Mr. Valenti.
I mean to call it to the personal attention to Jack.
To Jack, yes.
And I'll get it in the mail today.
And I'll put this little note on Mr. Valenti's desk so he will be...
And I'll tell him that you and I talked. You put the note on it.
Certainly. Well, Mr. Congressman, this is Mrs. Boozer talking, sir.
Miss Boozer?
Yes, sir.
Well,
I'm from Houston, sir.
I thought that too as well. How you doing?
Oh, just fine, sir. Just fine.
Y'all got a little too much to do, haven't you?
Yes, sir, we
listen,
do.
Listen, honey, you're not any kin to my old Nacogdoches County Boozer.
Oh, absolutely, yes, sir. To my husband.
No,
Aubrey Boozer is my husband.
Aubrey and I went to school together.
I know you did.
You're fine folks over there.
I met you.
Have you been back to the old center?
No, sir, not since you were there in September, and the vice president was there then for that AFL-CIO meeting. Do you recall that? That was the last time I was in Houston.
I think that did us both some good, the president and me, too, don't you?
Yes, sir, absolutely.
Lady Boozer, you're the best.
Thank you, sir.
Have a nice weekend.
Thank you, sir, you too.
I want all of you folks who have got to behave yourself reasonably well, because I know you won't have anything to do for 18 hours a day.
We'll behave ourselves. Thank you.
And I'll get this in the mail, baby.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.